This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's get our Valley update from my friend Chris Graham at the Augusta Free Press, online at augustafreepress.com. Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm a little taken aback. I can't call anybody a name today.
Nope, we're not calling anybody a name.
Names, okay.
No,
I can work on that. I can do that.
I leave that to others to try to convince listeners why they should hate their neighbors and, you know, be in fear and hate and all that crazy stuff. Anyway, so you are just back from some ACC thing, right?
Yeah, the ACC football kickoff down in Greensboro.
No, I want to talk about that, but before we get to that, I definitely want to talk about that because I know you're a tremendous Virginia fan and you follow this very closely and we want to get some details. But before we do that, give me the latest on the 5th District race, because I know you've just been looking at that as well, and you just filed a story on, Tom Perriello?
Yeah, well, the Tom Perriello and Robert Hurt and the activity there. Last week, a poll out, SurveyUSA has Robert Hurt up 23 points in the race, and, you know, we can all quibble about the numbers, but the first poll of the season has the challenger, Robert Hurt, ahead pretty significantly, and over 50%, and actually well over 50% in that poll. Similar poll done by the same outfit a couple years ago had Virgil Goode significantly ahead of Tom Perriello at a similar time of the year, too, so take that with a grain of salt. But we looked in depth at something else related to Robert Hurt last week, his pledge to defund health care reform. He took the defunded.org pledge, former UVA student, Alex Cortez, leading up that effort, and the general idea being, well, if we can't stop health care reform from happening as Republicans couldn't do back in March, then they're taking this pledge to defund it. So essentially, you know, another way around blocking the health care reform from taking effect if Republicans were to get control of Congress next year. And Robert Hurt is one of, as of last count, over 130 candidates for the House and Senate who have taken that pledge. And we examined the impact of that pledge on this race in the 5th District.
We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. What is the impact?
Well, in the 5th District, it would seem to be good politics. We talked with Isaac Wood at the University of Virginia Center for Politics, and he seemed to agree that in the 5th District, which does skew a bit conservative, even though Perriello won 2 years ago with that 727-vote margin, Barack Obama didn't do as well. He lost that district by, I think it was 6 or 8 points. Of course, Virgil Goode had a stranglehold on that district for a long time before he was upset 2 years ago. And so in a conservative district, the pledge to defund could be good politics just with the voters in general, but also it perhaps puts Perriello on the defensive. He voted very famously in favor of the health care reform, and this will make him defend that vote between now and November several times. And, you know, maybe if you're Tom Perriello, you want to defend that. You want to take this and say that this was something good that you did, and you stood for your principles and that kind of thing. But if this becomes a big issue in a 5th District race, it could be a hard race for Tom Perriello to win, I think.
Yeah, and here's the I see Perriello winning one of only three ways, and let me see if you agree.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, there's just a huge implosion with the Hurt campaign, which is not likely. Dead girl, live boy kind of thing, or whatever they say. There's some kind of scandal rocks the Hurt campaign. I don't see that happening, but you never say never. You just never know. Number two, the wild card independent candidate, Jeff Clark, splits the conservative vote and manages to build enough credibility and enough notoriety, enough attention, and enough of those Tea Party, you know, conservative voters that support him, that pull support away from Robert Hurt, split the conservative vote, and Tom Perriello squeaks by. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. And number three, Perriello manages to bring out the voters that put him into office in the first place, which is not likely to happen either. The youth vote, African Americans who turned out in droves to vote for Obama and helped to put Perriello barely over the top over Virgil Goode. Those are really, I don't see any other way. Those are the three ways that I see Perriello winning. Is there a fourth? I mean, what do you think, Chris?
Well, addressing number three first, the 2008 voters coming out in 2010, what hurts Perriello and other freshmen running for a sophomore term, Democrats who won in 2008, is at least here in Virginia, is that there is no race at the top of the ticket. You know, there's no presidential race, of course, 2 years later, and then there's no Senate race. Neither Jim Webb nor Mark Warner is running at the top of the ticket to run with sort of as a team, so there's no tandem here. You've got to get people excited about you in this case, whereas 2 years ago there was Mark Warner, there was Barack Obama. You know, it's couple of sexy races there at the top of the ticket, and then Tom Perriello, and he could pull so many people in who are wanting to help out with the Barack Obama and Mark Warner efforts, who could be put to work in other capacities. This time, it's all about those congressional candidates. They're at the top of the ticket, and it's going to be tougher as a result.
Yeah.
Number two, the Clark factor. It was measured in the Survey USA. He was at 4% in the Survey USA poll. In that poll, Hurt measured 58% and Perriello at 35%. I think those numbers are a bit off, but I still think Hurt's probably ahead. The 4% for Clark is interesting because generally what we see in these kind of races is the third-party candidate, especially an ideological candidate like a Tea Party candidate like Clark is, will get higher vote totals in polls, at least higher poll numbers, earlier in the campaign cycle when people, I'm going to protest. I'm going to go ahead and send them a message, and I'm going to tell them that, and they'll tell the pollsters that. But by the time November gets around, we tend to see those numbers drop significantly. If Clark gets 1% of the vote, I'll be very surprised in this race. So, those, and I agree with you. I think your assessment's right. Those three factors are the big ones, and I don't see any of those three right now working for Tom Perriello. Maybe a fourth would be that simply enough of a national tide turns towards Democrats away from Republicans that can raise the votes for all Democratic candidates, including those freshmen running for re-election in districts that had traditionally been Republican, like the 5th. And we've seen some indication there might be a slight uptick for Democratic candidates nationwide. A Gallup poll recently out last week had Democrats had on the generic congressional ballots for the first time since March by a 6% margin. Well, I don't know that that's going to be enough. 6%, 8%, even 10% might be enough in the nationwide numbers to get Perriello enough of an uptick in the 5th to be able to pull through there. So he's definitely got a tough battle ahead to win re-election.
Yes, Chris, we've only got about a minute left, and I wanted to get your thoughts on the ACC football. UVA ranked dead last in the preseason poll in the ACC.
And Virginia Tech gets the nod as first, and they're probably a national title contender. I sat with Mike London for about a half hour yesterday, and he's positive. He knows that this is a rebuilding job. It's going to take a couple of years to get things through. But in the meantime, for UVA fans out there, I think from talking with Mike, he could get me to run through a brick wall for him to go try to tackle somebody. And I think his kids will react the same way. And I think this team's going to be better than a lot of people think. They are going to probably still struggle in the ACC and struggle overall, but I think they will be better. They may win a couple of games that we wouldn't expect them to win otherwise. They maybe win 3, 4, or 5 games this year. But I think the tide is turning in Charlottesville, and the Cavs will be good in the future.
There you go. Chris Graham, check him out online, AugustaFreePress.com. Thank you, Chris.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.